share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. COVID-19 has wrecked our lives and it does not show any signs of stopping. In Penang, a man and his baby who was just born a few days ago had to grieve the loss of their wife and mother. Mode. Ayman Shakir, 26, told Utusan that his wife, Izati Naja Amran, 26, passed away when she was treated in the ICU of the Pulau Penang Hospital. The couple went to the hospital on the 4th of August and got swab tested. Ayman tested positive while his wife tested negative. On the 5th of August, she started experiencing contractions and as part of the SOPs, she needed to be screened for COVID-19 before going into the ward. However, her results came back positive, and the doctor needed to take the baby out immediately through surgery, reported Harian Metro. The baby girl of 3.02 kilograms was successfully born on Saturday morning, however, the mother was not allowed to come into contact with her newborn as it might be dangerous. The new mother was then put to sleep as her oxygen levels had gone down to 30%. Soon after, on the 9th of August, she passed on. Ayman, who works in a factory, has said that the baby is still at the hospital and will be placed in the care of his in-laws as he and his family need to be in quarantine. Speaking on his loss, he said, "I am in despair as I have lost my wife. We were married for just over a year and we had just gotten our first child together. I accept this and I will need to be stronger to take care of our child even though she does not have the opportunity to receive motherly love." The deceased is safely buried in Pendong, Kedah after postmortem. This is definitely a very sad story to hear. Thoughts and prayers to the family, it pains us to think of what they must be going through. Also read. People are dying. Majin in tears of frustration seeing massive crowds at PPV and authorities allegedly doing nothing. Source. Jonathan Borba L. Unsplash. Source. Aditya Romansa L. Unsplash. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.